John, is it the same injury for Price?
It is the same injury for Carey Price, and it's hard to pinpoint the exact moment in the second period last night against the New York Rangers when he hurt it, unlike Yakupov, where you can pinpoint the exact moment where he got hurt. But with Carey Price, it was some point in the second period. He battled through it. At one point, he went to talk to the trainer, but he came back and he finished the period. But the Canadiens were up 2-1 and started the third period. Carey Price was not in goal.
And, well, I saw the one replay where he went down and, you know, kind of going across, and you saw him favor his leg. Now, he is clearly, you know, the most valuable player in Montreal, and they did well without him. Are they going to be extra cautious? I know the initial report was a week for Carey Price, but do you see them maybe saying, well, hey, you know what, Carey, you could be out 3 weeks. We don't really care because we're a good enough team, and we need you more in April than we do in December.
Yeah, definitely. And I heard 1 week he's on the IR at least, and that's just because they're going to minimize it's at least 1 week. And this is almost what they did last time. They said 1 week, and then a week later, it was, oh, we'll reevaluate him on Monday, and it just happened to be like a Wednesday. So you knew it was another week. And then they're like, well, maybe he's a week away. It just every week gets added on every time they speak about Carey Price. I expect it to be the exact same thing, and I also expect it to even be longer than the last one. But we'll finally see what they determine to do, what they determine to do. But this if it's the same injury, which Michel Therrien did say, then I think it's a point of concern for the Canadiens moving forward.
An injury also, you know, Gallagher is out for 6 weeks. And, you know, that's a huge blow for the Habs because, you know, there's PK Subban on the back end and then there's Gallagher up front as kind of the emotional leaders of that team.
Yeah, and just you know, energy. And when the Canadians went through a little bit of a lull with a couple games they didn't perform well, but you could probably point every night and say Gallagher was the best player. And it's almost one of those players that's irreplaceable on a roster just with his heart and how hard he works out there. And for him, they said minimum 6 weeks after he had surgery, blocking a Johnny Boychuk shot, one of the things that, you know, not many people would want to do, but yes, he got in front of a Johnny Boychuk shot, and he's going to be on the shelf till probably past the Winter Classic, which truly sucks, not having Gallagher part of the Winter Classic, as that's around the five-week mark. But Smith Pelly came in, you know, they acquired him from Anaheim in that Yuri Sekach deal, and he's been toiling on the third and the fourth line for the most part. A lot of energy. He's been playing well, but he gets an opportunity to come and play with Pekanex and Pacioretty, and he plays just like Gallagher. Scores two goals, going to the front of the net, causing havoc. I don't know if he could do it for 6 weeks, but it was a good start.
Well, yeah, I remember when that trade was made, a lot of people were wondering why Anaheim would give up on him. And, you know, big body, you know, it's hard to find skill guys who are that size and also play with a little tenacity. So it's nice to have that kind of depth in the organization. And the guy who acquired him got a six-year extension
yeah,
as the general manager of the Montreal Canadiens. You don't see that very often, but I understand why. Obviously, they've loved the job Mark Bergevin has done. You mentioned the Smith-Pelly acquisition. Obviously, people in Edmonton know the Jeff Petrie acquisition, what that's done for Montreal on their back end. What did you make of the signing, and why do you feel that they kind of went outside the box and signed up to such a long-term deal as the GM?
Well, I just think Jeff Molson's comfortable with him. I think Jeff Molson, when they decided they gave him his contract of 5 years and said, all right, this is where we stand. And the Canadiens were coming out of a season where they were dead last. His first draft pick he made was Alex Galchenyuk in 2012. And then that's kind of where they moved forward from. But they already had PK. They had Pacioretty. They had Carey Price. Some pretty good building blocks. But he's just made the right tweaks at the right time. He's made some errors, absolutely, you know, just like every other general manager. But I think the Canadiens just want stability. They just want someone that they trust. And the overwhelming support of the extension on our airwaves were through the roof. There are, of course, our detractors like anybody else. But
yeah,
I think Montrealers absolutely love that Mark Bergevin was able to stick around and he's there long term. And you know what? There's no criticism so far on his job, but if they don't win this year, they don't win the next year, and they don't, like, if they don't win in the next 2 to 3 years, the Stanley Cup, that's when it's going to really start pouring in on him. In 3 years, he's got a big contract to deal with at Carey Price. We're already talking about that at Montreal.
Yeah, well, that will be the big one. I think the Habs, that's going to change their salary cap situation because you know that he's going to get a huge ticket. And their opportunity to win is really in the next 3 years before that contract extension kicks in.
Yeah, well, this is one of the things that came out with his contract extension. Like, everybody scurried to see who was going to be there longer, Bergevin or Piquet. Their contract is fire at the exact same time. So the Canadians, look, they're building something that they don't want their window just to be 3 years. They want that window to be 4, 5, 6 years. They want to be competitive each and every year, and they're building towards that. We'll see if that's going to be able to come, but I agree with you. Their next big move is starting this year. This year, they're a Stanley Cup contending team with the way that they're playing.
Sean, always great to catch up with you, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, I'm completely jealous with you at Radio Row, by the way. I've been to many great Cups, and one I would love to go to is in Winnipeg, so enjoy it.
Oh, buddy, we will have fun. It kicks off tonight. Loving it. Appreciate it.
All right, have a good one.